So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. What's up, guys? This is Ryan Ank with another awesome episode of Cashflow Dad Life Podcast. I am super incredibly stoked, excited today for two reasons. The first reason is because yesterday my son was talking so much smack. I was down by 25 points playing against him in our fantasy football league. He got so lucky with Brandon Cook, scored 25 points. And so I had, Kareem Hunt. Good old Kareem from Kansas City Chiefs. I had him on my fantasy team. He was the last person that I had to play. And all the way up until the last minute of the game, which my son had already gone to sleep at this point, it was like 10 o'clock where we are, the last minute of the game, I was down by like 4 or 5 points, but I rose from the ashes through Kareem Hunt, and he scored 26 points. And so I went home, and I woke up my son, and from his sleep, I know, horrible father thing to do on a school night, wake your son up at like 10:30. And I was like, hey, Colin, wake up real quick. And he was like, yeah, Dad, I know I crushed you in fantasy football. I was like, actually, and I showed him the score. And I was like, bam, beat him by 1 point. Oh, man, I can't even tell you how excited that makes me feel. And just being completely honest about myself, I've got to be the worst person to lose to, especially if you were talking smack to me earlier that day, because I am unrelenting. And he was just like, Dad, just get out of my face. Like he was so upset. And he was still upset this morning about losing to me in fantasy football. But I am stoked because I just feel like a real winner through good old Kareem Hunt. Kareem pulls through at the end, rises from the ashes. At any rate, the second reason I'm excited is because I've got something that I want to share with you guys today. Last night, I was up late finishing the audio file for the new book that I'm releasing, which shows you how to make $10,000 in less than a month with real estate. And the new book comes out today. So it's called 7-Day Real Estate Survival Blueprint, How to Make $10,000 Out of Nothing in Less Than a Month. So here's how the book came about right here. Actually, it's brand new idea. Over Labor Day, we had a hurricane that came our way and all the kids were off school. So, and I never really watched TV, but my kids were begging me to watch with me this show called Alone. I don't know if you guys have seen this show. It's super intriguing. And when I finally sat down, I was absolutely hooked and I binged like hell on the show and blew through the first and second season in about a day and a half. So here's the whole theme of the show. It's basically 10 people are dropped off by boat or helicopter to the cougar, wolf, and bear-ridden Vancouver Island in Canada, but they have nothing but a backpack of survival gear. And all of them have just this one button that at any time they can press this one button and tap out. So the person who stays the longest without pressing the button ends up winning $500,000. So I was super intrigued with this because it's very similar to real estate in this regard. The show for the survivalist was a test to see who had the winning mindset, who had the winning skills, and who had the winning strategies. So one question that I get asked like almost more than anything else about real estate is, how do you get started? And it's actually one of the most difficult questions to answer because I never really know anyone's personal situation. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. So like, you know, what does the credit score look like? What does the W-2 income look like? Is there W-2 income? How much money do you have saved up? How can you collateralize that? What kind of risks are you comfortable with? What are your relationships with the banks? That sort of thing. So after watching this show, I was inspired and I said, scratch all that. Here's a scenario right here that benefits every single person in every single scenario, regardless of your experience, regardless of your money. Start with nothing. What if you suddenly lost everything? You had no money, you had no credit to borrow from, you had little to no real estate experience, and you were placed in a random and unfamiliar town. However, you were in survival mode. You have a family that needs you to provide for them, you have bills stacked up to the ceiling, you have creditors calling you, and you have less than a month that you need to come up with $10,000. So, like the show, all they had in the show was like just a backpack full of survival gear. That's all they were allowed to bring. So, say you had just a laptop or cell phone, a Wi-Fi connection, and a decent pair of clothes. So with all that being said, what would be the exact hour by hour, step by step, day by day battle plan to make $10,000 this month? So I asked myself this question for this scenario, and it's actually kind of funny because this was pretty close to my situation when I first got started as an adult in life. If you've heard my story before, I was living in New Orleans right when Hurricane Katrina hit. I just got married. We had just bought our first house. And Hurricane Katrina hit when my wife was 8 months pregnant for our first child. The roof was blown off, the floors were all warped from the flooding, and I really didn't have anything but my clothes, my car, my cell phone, and my laptop. So we were displaced in a town also that was completely unfamiliar to me. First we went to Beaumont, Texas, and then we ended up in Baton Rouge, and I didn't really know Baton Rouge too well. And we actually stayed with my wife's little brother in his college apartment. He was going to LSU at the time. So if you can imagine this, my wife's family has 11 kids and she's the oldest. So not only were they staying in this little college apartment, but also some of her aunts and her uncles were staying there as well. So because there was no place for me to sleep, I slept in my Chevy Blazer either one or two of the nights. My memory is a little fuzzy on that, but it was a very vivid memory for me, the actual sleeping in the Blazer, because everyone was rationing gas and I had like 7 gas cans filled up in the back of the car. So I remember sleeping with my head half out the window so I didn't get choked out by the gas fumes. One of the worst nights of sleep that I've gotten in my life. The other worst night was on a train to Rome when I had strep throat. But at any rate, I had suddenly and dramatically lost everything and I had to recreate my life. I remember the smell about 2 or 3 weeks after the hurricane hit. They opened up the roads and that's when they were starting to let everybody back in town. Previous to that, nobody was allowed back in. So I remember opening the door to my house for the first time, my storm damaged house. And I remember almost passing out from the smell of the refrigerator. It was god awful. I even thought of, I specifically remember, like, what would happen if I just lit this on fire? I mean, I'll just blow it up, pour some gasoline on it, and blow it up right here in my kitchen. I mean, I'd already lost everything. What's a kitchen fire gonna do in a damaged house anyways? You know, claim insurance, whatever. So all this to say, coming from a point of suddenly losing everything is a very familiar feeling to me. So in this book that I just finished yesterday, I took 15 years worth of experience with real estate, of using real estate as a vehicle not only to survive, but to become completely financially free so that I don't have to work another day of my life if I don't want to. So I took this 15 years worth of experience and I condensed it all into an extremely potent step-by-step 7-day battle plan. So, you know, I've probably read over 100 real estate books, and there are some pretty good ones out there for the most part. And I'm sure you can probably relate to some of this, but for the most part, you get a lot of theory and you don't know how to apply it, or you get a lot of rah-rah, believe in yourself type stuff. So I wanted this book to be a little different. I wanted it to be exactly what I would have wanted to read when I was at that point of desperation, because I wanted to know exactly what to do. And so I show you in the book, not just theory, but exactly by the hour what to do. So just to go over some of the things in the book that I go over, the first thing is, if you have less than 30 days to make $10,000, you're gonna be very limited to the strategies you can use with real estate. So pretty much you can't do anything that involves a bank or getting a loan, because that's gonna take too long. So in the book, I show you 2 strategies that you can execute simultaneously, where not only can you make $10,000 fast, but you can also set yourself up to make monthly passive income. So you can just start seeing a check come into your bank account every single month without you doing work. You know, that's the passive income. So the whole point is to start transitioning from just surviving, just trying to survive, to truly living and living in abundance. So I cover that strategy with you as well, not just to do in the short term what satisfies your short-term needs, but to start building up for the long term as well. And the second thing that I cover in the book is, which I find incredibly helpful, and nothing else I've read has actually really helped with this. And it's basically a simulated real estate experience for you. So a lot of times you hear real estate advice like contact a motivated seller. But I remember reading advice like that and thinking, this is like my older brother giving me advice in junior high on how to approach a girl. And he says something like, just ask her out. But I'm sitting here wondering, well, what does that conversation look like? What am I going to say? What is she going to say? You know, how am I going to respond? So it's the same with real estate. Real estate is full of conversations. What does the conversation look like? And so a good portion of the book shows you exactly how those conversations sound, what you're going to be saying, what they're going to be responding. And the third part about the book is I had to write the book from the perspective that you'd be on a shoestring budget. So consequently, I show you all of the free hacks, all of the free tricks, all of the shortcuts that you can use to get started. Basically, you're going to learn some stuff in minutes, what it takes other real estate investors literally years to figure out. And some still haven't figured out how to do some of the stuff that I put in the book. I also show you an unlimited amount of money, like how you can uncover an unlimited amount of money to buy real estate without the banks. And I show you how to uncover all the cash cow real estate deals, all the strategies to find the deals that nobody else knows where to look. And these are deals that are $10,000, sometimes even $150,000 under value. And I show you how to do that without paying a dime for marketing because you don't have money in this scenario. I also show you some really extremely powerful techniques to get more offers accepted than anyone else. One of the things that I do is I go over a certain real estate strategy where you can get multiple paydays in every single real estate transaction, not just one, not just that one 10 grand, but how you can get multiple paydays out of that one property. And probably the most important thing that you'll get from this book, some of the things that are most overlooked, is really the mindset stuff, the daily habits that you can start implementing immediately so that you can overcome fear, you can start taking action, you can remove your limiting beliefs about what you can accomplish, so you can actually get out there and accomplish this. This book is no joke. In 7 days, I show you how you can have $10,000 in your pocket. So guys, I'm really proud of this book, if you can't tell. I'm really excited about it because it's really gonna help a ton of people, I think. And it'll help people not only just get started with real estate, but it's also gonna help people who have investing experience as well. So, you know, just say you have experience with real estate. You've got money, you've got good credit. Here's why this book is really going to help you in your situation. Because if you start pretending, you go through this exercise of pretending that you are starting from nothing, that's really powerful training. So I remember when I was a kid, I used to subscribe to Sports Illustrated, and there was this one article that had Barry Sanders, was one of my favorite running backs of all time. He played for the Detroit Lions. Unfortunately, he quit early. I'm still nobody knows why he quit early, but he was one of the most amazing, explosive running backs of all time. And I remember in the article, he was talking about how to get faster. And he said, if you want to increase your speed, all you have to do is practice by running uphill. So when you do that, your muscles, by training under the resistance, they're forced to grow. I think they call it fast twitch muscles. So once the fast twitch muscles are trained, then when you get on the level playing field, you immediately see the difference in your speed. You're like lightning fast. So it's the same way with real estate. Going through this process of this book is like training to run uphill, training with resistance. By pretending you have no money, no credit, no experience, once you get on a level playing field and you have money, you have good credit, you have experience, you'll be able to get from A to B a lot faster. And to me, A is having a job and B is not having a job because you replaced your working income with passive income from real estate. So here's the deal, guys. I want to get this book out into the hands as many people as possible. If you were to buy it online or at the store, it's going to be $19.99. But for my podcast listeners, I want to give it to you guys for free. So I already bought the book for you. The only thing you have to do is cover the shipping costs to your address, which is like, I don't know, it's like the cost of an extra value meal at McDonald's. It's minimal. So if you want the book, it's called The 7-Day Real Estate Survival Plan, How to Make $10,000 Out of Nothing in Less Than a Month. And you can get it completely free from this link right here. So it's cashflowdadlife.com/7. Okay, just the number 7, nothing else. So that's cashflowdadlife.com/7. And you can get this book absolutely free. Just cover the shipping costs. This book is a game changer, guys. Like I said, I'm really proud of it. And I have 100% confidence that if you actually read it and implement it, it is going to be a serious game changer for you and make a serious impact for you. So check it out, cashflowdadlife.com/7, and you can get it for free. Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that can literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.